Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Houston Texans, and I just want to give you my congratulations on 100 episodes of Midday in the Loop. And what an achievement that is. I think we all remember growing up with the show when it started out, Landry as a little kid, and oh wait, it's radio? 100 episodes of a radio show? That means it's been on the air since like July. I think I've shaved about three times since the show's been on the air. I think Lopez has only worn his fishing shirt about, actually, he's probably worn the fishing shirt about 100 times because he wears it every day, so there's that. Anyway, I want to say congratulations to you guys. You're doing a fantastic job, and we look forward to many more episodes of Midday in the Loop.
It's In the Loop, episode 100. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to give you your first of four chances to win tickets to the Texans versus Jaguars. It's going to be the season finale. The AFC South is going to be on the line unless the Texans have already clinched. Be listening, and we will give you a chance to win one of four times. In the Loop, episode 100. Hashtag ITL100.
Hashtag ITL100. We got gifts. We got cake. That makes it official, Freddie.
No, it does.
Cake makes it official.
I was reading. I'm not big on celebrations, in case you guys hadn't noticed.
Well, the girls are here.
Unless it's my kids.
I was basically throwing the
$100. No, I offered to give it back to you.
Well, he can be a jerk.
Sally was looking for it, and I said, here, take it.
One of the reasons that we're celebrating a mere 100 shows is because of Freddie. So... because it's very much an accomplishment when you can get to 100 with Freddie.
That's it.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, I did 100 episodes last time, so. You know.
I don't know how many after that, but
did you get a sash last time?
Maybe 20.
We got sashes.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't celebrate.
You can go to watchingtheloop.com. I'll send out the video in a second. We have sashes. We have cake. Sports Radio 610. We have cupcakes. We have little 100 whatever these are cards.
Yeah.
And the girls.
Where did you guys get these at anyway?
Amazon.com.
Really? Atta girl, you had some planning.
Okay. Yes.
All right, so you guys wanted to do something?
We have a surprise for you.
Okay.
Happy 100th episode to you. Okay, we won't.
That's really awful.
Done. Well, but we're really excited, really happy.
Well, like thank it. You guys so much. didn't even get to the second verse.
What's that?
They
no.
didn't even get
oh,
to.
We didn't make up the second
just,
verse.
Oh, it just got to one verse.
We're really hot and we love you.
Okay, I like the second verse.
Work.
I like
work.
The second verse.
We'll take it. We'll
Thanks,
take
girls.
It.
You're the best.
All right, ladies. Good job by you guys.
All right.
All right, so there you have it.
Yeah, how about that?
There you have it. You know, the thing is, I'm not big on celebrating milestones because, again, it's just another day. It's just another day. We got to work harder and get better for tomorrow.
I don't celebrate birthdays, and my reasoning is being born is not an accomplishment. And I don't think everybody...
It kind of is a little bit.
Not really. I didn't do anything. If my mom wants to celebrate my birthday, she can, but yeah. I didn't do anything.
I
didn't do anything.
For my parents. Mm-hmm.
I did nothing.
I say thank you, Mom and Dad, because had you guys not made that drunken decision that night
right.
to fornicate and
right.
have unprotected sex mm-hmm. and then talk yourselves out of having an abortion, I wouldn't be here. So thank you. Thank you. Abortions weren't that hot back in the 80s.
I think we're all in the same boat here, which is interesting. I get kind of embarrassed when people make a big deal about my birthday, but I'll do it.
I don't believe that.
Mostly for them, I
you
do not.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a damn second.
I get really embarrassed.
I don't believe that for a damn
talk
second.
Talk to Vandermeer. Talk to Ryan. Talk to
it.
Nick.
John
talk to
up.
Cody.
I don't believe
what
it.
What is it about today?
Now, my
that
daughter
feels
has
so
like
good.
A. Girls have like a birthday month.
They do.
Yeah, and that's
they
a joke.
Do. Yeah.
They do. Girls do tend to take it a little next level. And you know, think about women too. Women like celebrating other people's birthdays as well. So, which is why the ladies got so excited about it as well. So,
hey, our lineup talk got a lot of run on the text board and on Twitter.
Well, people are.
I think it's that time. You got to do something.
And just reset what we each would do with the lineup because we each think something needs to be done. The baseball messiah, aka Alex Bregman, needs to be protected. There needs to be some protection for Alex Bregman. I think it's time to unlock the potential and the shortcomings of Carlos Correa, light a fire under his butt, and put him in the four hole.
But how is it? My only problem with your logic on getting him that suddenly moving him to the four spot is going to unleash his potential or light a fire up under his ass. So what? Moving him to the seventh spot didn't do that. So I mean, that's the epitome of the slap in the face, right? I mean, a guy that has been batting 3 and 4 pretty much his entire career here with the Astros, he's been a hot mess all year long. I mean, we get it; he's been battling injury,
so,
or whatever.
But that's his take.
That's his take.
Your take,
Marwin Gonzalez, baby.
protect him and move Gurriel to where Marwin usually bats?
Yeah, move him five or six, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but I would put I would put Marwin Gonzalez in that four spot.
This isn't a look. I respect your take here, Landry, but this isn't a time to get cute. You're not going to motivate someone in the ALCS.
Yeah.
Batting him fourth. What I would do is very simple. Jose Altuve has been the leadoff batter for the better part of his career.
Yeah.
Move him to leadoff. Put Springer at fourth. Springer is a power hitter. It's the more traditional player to put in. He's a contact hitter. He's a power hitter. More traditional player to put it for. Bregman is going to get more pitches to hit that way by default. And I'll tell you one thing that wouldn't happen. Yesterday, I was stunned by this. I've already said it once. I'll say it again. When they walked into unintentionally, but intentionally, Bregman to put a potential winning run on base, I'm like, okay, they're not giving him. And it paid off. It's worth it. Their strategy with Bregman is working.
Oh, absolutely.
It's working.
Good. Well, and again, the Astros are playing into that strategy because, again, they're doing nothing in that cleanup spot to protect him.
Right? My question would be this. Who's the most talented player on the Astros? Just pure baseball talent.
Well, that's different. The most talented player on the Texans is Jadeveon Clowney, but he's not the best.
But who's the most talented?
Probably Correa.
And where is he used
Springer.
To hitting? Where is he used to hitting?
Four.
And I get what you're saying. There's reason to doubt the guy. I'm not guaranteeing this is going to work, but I'm just saying Springer's hitting very well where he's at. There's no denying that he's hitting very well where he's at. Maybe and you know when you get moved down in the lineup, maybe there's just a natural tendency to tuck your tail between your legs and feel sorry for yourself. But if AJ Hinch just showed Carlos Correa, you've struggled. You got a homer in the ALDS. You got a couple hits in the ALCS. Maybe if AJ Hinch just showed Carlos Correa that I still believe in you, this team believes in you, this team needs you, maybe that causes the most talented player on the team to step up. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't want to change anything about George Springer because he has this hit streak going. And Carlos Correa is used to hitting in that situation. He's done it in the most clutch situations the last couple of years.
I couldn't disagree more, man. That's something you do in the regular season. It's something you do maybe even in spring training. Back at the four. Let's see what you can do. And the other thing about moving Springer to four is not a demotion by any stretch. It's not like moving Correa back. It's telling Springer, we need you at four.
I'm with you on that. It's not as though because he's hitting so well, if you drop him to the four spot, you're saying, well, listen, we've kind of lost faith in you and, God bless. I mean, again, to your point. I mean, you drop him in that four spot. You're basically letting him know. Listen, we need you. This is nut cutting time.
Right.
And we know you've been great in the one spot, but now we need you to step. Because really, ultimately, you need to step it up even a little bit more. If you're gonna be in that cleanup spot,
yes.
If you're George Springer, so they need to do something. Again, last night I just think and the way he's kind of managed the bullpen. Again, you brought in Hector Rondon in the second game, like I said, and I know John McClain talked about this morning. But you've used two guys who have not been good so far, who you didn't have on your ALDS roster
mm-hmm.
for whatever you didn't think they weren't pitching well enough to be on your ALDS roster, and Hinch even said as much that there were things he did down the stretch being Hector Rondon that he needed to work on that allegedly he fixed. Well, obviously we saw what happened in game two, and then Joe Smith goes out there in game three and gets bombed on, seventh or eighth inning, whatever it was.
Let's hear for some loopholes. Ed and Katie, you're on In the Loop, episode 100. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on show 100.
Thanks.
Thank you.
With that. Hey, I think that, Landry, you said it, made a good point. I think that, the Astros picked us up as a city last year when they won it and everything. They took the Dodgers in seven games and made it all exciting and everything like that. But I think the lineup is good. Guys just need to step up. And what we need to do, is pick them up as a city. Let's pick up the Astros. I've been seeing all these, signs. Tonka, if you love the Astros and all that, I'm an Astros fan until I DIE. So, let's go Astros. We're behind you guys 100%. We know that you can do it. You guys don't need to make any changes. I got a gang of confidence in their manager. So we're going to do it. Let's just get behind them, though. Get callers call in and say, we're down with the Astros no matter what. Maybe that'll help them out.
That's all good. I totally agree. But let's talk. I mean, we're talking like nuts and bolts that need to change for the Astros to let's go.
I see what you're saying.
We're all there
saying.
With you.
I mean, you definitely want to see. I mean, again, and I was getting ready to pull the stats up, but
I'll juxtapose it to the Texans, right? So the one thing we know about the Texans from last year versus this year was, you know, yeah, they're still moving the ball, but for whatever reason, A, they can't protect Deshaun Watson, and B, they can't score in the red zone. All right. You look at what's going on right now. You're getting zero, you know, the production you got out of Yuli Gurriel and the production you got out of Carlos Correa last year is not happening. And those are two big bats that were clutch.
That's why you won the World Series, that and Verlander.
You know what I'm saying? And and Verlander's been great so far, you know, in his one start, or excuse me, in his two starts so far this year. So again, I just think from a batting perspective, like you said, you need to do something about Gurriel. You need to do something about Correa. Because by the way, defensively, hey.
Oh, man.
They've been phenomenal.
Correa's been great in the field.
Correa's been money in the field.
Correa, Reddick,
Bregman
Kemp.
Is unbelievable.
Bregman deserved to win yesterday. I mean, let's be honest.
He deserves a win every time he steps on the field.
I'm just saying, to be able to he gutted out that double that should have been an error. They got another single and made five, like, web gems?
Well, the barehanded play where he, you know.
Well, how about the one that he went to second base from foul territory?
Yeah, and threw it back off his back foot. No, that was
incredible.
That was impressive.
We're going to get more into this, but right now, one of four chances. We're going to give you four chances at the bottom of the hour right here on In the Loop, episode 100, to win tickets to Texans Jaguars. But you got to answer this question right here. What was the first celebrity interview In the Loop did in which John Lopez and Fred Davis spent about 2 hours patting themselves on the back for? I'll give you a hint. The guy had local ties to Houston, and Fred and John, man, it was basically like a champagne celebration afterwards. Who was that?
It was.
Caller number 7 to 832-430-2946. 832-430-2946. You're going to win tickets to Texans Jags.
Hey, I am not kidding here, and maybe this is something that our loopholes can get in on. Hashtag ITL100 is trending in Houston.
Where do you find this at?
You go to the search bar on Twitter.
Guy, you know,
I dabble.
Your massage room, which, by the way, that's one of the haiku topics today, is John Lopez. We know John McClane doesn't have a massage room. It's John Lopez's massage room. So make sure you jump all over that. You need to update the decor, though.
Dude, no, I don't. When the lights go down.
But what's that bottom wallpaper you got going
on? It's padded. It's padded. I'm serious.
Oh, no, I believe you.
Okay, look at this. I believe you. Number two trend in Houston right now. Hashtag ITL100. Use that hashtag. I want to see what we
can
get.
Can we be the number one trending thing in Houston?
Well,
today?
That would be great. But what I'm adding here is on Twitter.
Yeah.
Tell us something you remember or loved about our show in the first 100 episodes. And what you don't love, what you want us to change.
You want us to fix.
But use the hashtag ITL100. Nice. Hashtag ITL100.
Hashtag ITL100.
We're number two in Houston right now. How about that? Do you like apples?
There you go. There's those apples. How about them? All right, coming up next. Apparently the Astros are cheating, allegedly. And the bottom line is, does anybody care? We'll get into that later. Or we'll get into that next. And the stare challenge was done today as well. So if we ever see our boy Sean T. Pendergast, there's Sean T. Pendergast. There's Sean T. Pendergast. I'm pointing at him, but he won't look back at me. I'm going to take this stupid sash off, too.
I kind of like the sash.
Yeah, I figured you would. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, is it ever okay to like a tramp stamp? Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. ITL100. It's trending. Hashtag ITL100. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop. It's Wednesday.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.